Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your opinion. Are you at least 18 years old and a legal resident of Ohio, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yeah.
All right, sir, and do you feel the secure storage of firearm is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership? Is that yes, it is, or no, it's not?
Yeah, it's a major responsibility.
Okay. All right, sir, now a firearm is considered, you know, a secure, securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that's also locked in and can only be unlocked with a key, or a combination or fingerprint or other similar, you know, means. For example, a safe, a container, a case, or lockbox, or may, you know, temporarily inopenable, you know, by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where, you know, a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot responsibly gain access to it. Would you support or oppose the state law of Ohio to requiring that firearms be securely stored?
Yeah.
Would that be support or oppose?
Yeah, I support that.
Oh, okay. Thank you. All right, sir, and then would you support or oppose, you know, the state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a locked safe? Would you support that or oppose?
I support it.
What about a locked container or case?
Yes.
Okay, what about a lockbox or other device that is, you know, designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir, and would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock? Support or oppose?
Just the key lock, no combination, just key lock?
Well, that's one of them. I'm fixing the next one's going to be combination lock.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I support.
What about a combination lock?
Yeah, support.
Okay, biometric identifiers such as, you know, fingerprint.
Yeah, I support that, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
1 second. Okay. If a firearm is in a, you know, is in a storage device such as a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it, you know, should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
I feel like it could be loaded.
So,
as long as it's in a lockbox.
Okay, so should be loaded, right?
Yep, either or.
Okay, so it should not be unloaded, right? Should not be unloaded.
Yeah,
it should be unloaded. Okay, yeah. All right. All right, sir, if a firearm is not in a, you know, lock safe, a case, or lockbox, do you feel it is, you know, or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored, you know, in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Would you say yes, it's secure, or not, it's not secure?
Yeah, it's secure.
Okay. All right, sir, if a firearm is not in a physical possession of its, you know, legal owner or someone who's legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that's required to, you know, that gun to be stored securely?
Yeah, I support that.
Okay.
It should be.
All right, sir. You know, searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored, you know, if it also includes language making clear that that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirements as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant. Support that or oppose that?
Yes, yeah, support.
Okay. All right. All right, sir, and would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense, you know, for a person who lawfully owns a firearms and is discharged by a minor, if it can be, you know, established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the, you know, to the minor obtaining it? Would you support or oppose that?
Yeah, support, as long as it's secure.
Okay. All right. All right, sir. Prosecutors, you know, have discretion to legally devise whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in, you know, which a minor child discharges a firearm, except, you know, for when hunting or under the, you know, the supervision of an adult? Support that or oppose that?
No, support.
Okay. All right, sir, and would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun, you know, owner in combination with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make it that record available to the public? Support that or oppose that?
Oh, like it'll be disposed, like, to the public where the public can see it? What he did?
Yes, sir. Yes.
I don't know. That's a hard one. I'd say I don't support that one.
So I oppose that one.
Yeah, right. I don't think the public.
Right, okay, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose, okay? And I really thank you for your time, for taking your time to help me with the survey. Okay, in terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or independent, or other?
Independent.
Independent, okay. All right, sir, and what is your age? Are you 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
Yeah, I'm 19.
Okay, 18 to 34. All right, sir, and which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, black, African-American, Hispanic, yeah. Latino,
white.
Asian, or other?
White.
All right, and regarding your gender, do you consider yourself to be male or female?
Male.
Okay. All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening. Appreciate your help. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.